You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And today we're talking about this, fries or no fries? Fries or no fries? So today's soul story comes from today's little adventure. Pablo and I had this adventure today, and basically every week I go get adjusted. And it just happens to be my day of the week to go get adjusted. So I go get adjusted. And after my adjustment, Pablo says to me, you know, I'm kind of craving some French fries. I look at him and I'm like, seriously? You're craving French fries? Because for one, he usually never craves food, really. He never says, I'm craving this. And secondly, French fries, like, that's not really like him either. If he's going to eat something, it's going to be gourmet, beautifully prepared, and all of that. So for him to say French fries, I was like, okay. So knowing him, I knew it wasn't like McDonald's French fries. And I was like, thank God. So anyway, I said, well, what do you have in mind? He said, I'm not sure. So he texted my daughter and asked her if she knew of any place in town that served great French fries. She texts back, says, yes, these people have great French fries. So we go there. And I'm like, wait a minute. I think this place is a bar. Sure enough, it's a bar. Which I have no problem going to a bar, but it smelled like a bar. It just was like not the experience I wanted to have because I'm like, all right, we're already going to be eating French fries. At least we can have like a great environment experience. So we walk in, we're like, nah, this isn't the place. So we turn around, we leave, we go next door to another place. Beautiful environment, awesome. I'm like, yes, I can eat fries here. So we sit down at the table, start looking at the menu, and the server comes over and we ask her, hey, do you guys have French fries, right? She goes, nah, we don't. And I'm like, oh my goodness. So where would you suggest we go? She goes, next door. And we're like, we just went there. Or we don't want to go there. So Pablo starts looking at the menu and he's like, okay, maybe we can have some pizza. And I look at him, I'm like, what do you mean pizza? Why would you want to have pizza? You're craving French fries. And he's like, I know, but you know, we're here. I said, look, that's like saying I want to go to the beach and you end up in the mountains. You know what? If you're craving the beach, let's go to the beach. If you want to go to the mountains, let's go to the mountains. But if you want French fries, we're getting French fries. And he's like, okay, great. So we Google French fries and he finds a place about 8 miles away. We're like, this looks like a great place. So we pull up in the parking lot. There's nobody in the parking lot. So at this point, we're thinking, oh my goodness, are we going to end up having to get French fries at McDonald's? So anyway, I'm ready to pull out. We're ready to like leave. And all of a sudden he's like, no, maybe I think there's a light on in there. So sure enough, we go to the door. The place is open. And it happens to have awards all over the walls saying that they have great burgers, great fries. So we're like, we're in the right place. So we sit down, we order fries. They bring the fries and there's cheese on top of the fries. I'm like, are you kidding me? We both look at each other and we're like, we don't want cheese fries. I mean, ew. And no offense to the people that like cheese fries, but like, okay, one thing at a time. Like if I'm going to have fries, I'm going to have fries. If I'm going to have cheese, I'm going to have cheese, but I'm not mixing them. So we're looking at these fries and we look at the server and we said, we didn't know there was cheese on these fries. He's like, no problem. I'll bring you back some other fries. So he brings back some other fries. We eat the fries. Okay, it was good. But it wasn't great. And it wasn't that it wasn't great because the fries weren't great. The fries tasted like fries taste. But it wasn't like we remembered it to be, you know? Have you ever eaten something and like you just crave it sometimes and then you think, oh my goodness, this is going to be the greatest thing ever. And then you go and eat it and you're like, that's not quite as good as I remembered it to be. Or that's not really as good as I thought it would be. You know what I mean? So either you're comparing it to something before or it's just not good. I mean, fact is, end result, it's not that good. And seriously, like what were we expecting? It's French fries. So anyway, we sat there, we ate the French fries and it's all well and good. But the bottom line is this, and this is why I'm talking about it today on the podcast. Because I started thinking about these fries and just this whole experience of getting an idea in our heads, right? And sometimes when you get an idea in your head, you just can't let it go. And so here's me. I'm like, no, you said you wanted fries. I'm committed because I can tell you this. I have had many cravings before. Dark chocolate or some ice cream or whatever. And no matter what, Pablo will make sure we get it. So this is one of the few times that he's ever said. In fact, I don't even remember him ever saying he was craving something. And I'm like, no, we're getting exactly what you desire right now. But the bottom line is, have you ever had a craving or a very strong desire for something and you have this idea in your head of what that's going to look like, okay? You have an idea in your head about what it's going to look like, what it's going to feel like, what it's going to taste like, what it's going to be like. And then you actually have the experience and you're like, wow, that's not really as good as I thought it would be or as good as I remembered it to be. You see what I'm saying? How many times, my dear, have you done this in a relationship? How many times have you actually fallen in love with the idea of something, or fallen in love with someone's potential, or fallen in love with the idea of being in love? Okay? Am I the only one that's ever done this? I have done this in my past. I fall in love with the idea or the concept of something. Okay? So, that may be your situation, or what happens is you get in your mind and your heart, this is what I desire, whatever this is for you. And then you go in and you find out, oh, that's not quite what I thought. So then you go to another place, not quite what I'm thinking, not quite what I expected. And then all of a sudden you get somewhere and you're like, all right, I'm just tired of looking. So you settle. You end up going for the pizza instead of the fries. Okay, metaphorically. So what happens in life is you're settling. You're absolutely settling. Or like I said, you're falling in love with the idea of something and it's not real. And at the end of the day, whether you're settling or whether you fall in love with the idea of something that's just not real, bottom line is at the end you go, wow, it's not really what I expected. Wow, it's not like I remembered it once was. Has that ever happened to you? In a relationship, in a situation, perhaps in your life. Perhaps you're at a time in your life right now and you have this idea of what you think your life should look like. You have an idea of what you think it should taste like, but for some reason, it's not cutting it. It's not quenching your thirst. It's not satisfying your hunger. You've got this deep hunger within you. Are you going to settle, my dear? Are you going to settle? Or are you going to keep moving ahead? Or are you going to keep looking for what it is that you desire? Or on the other hand, it's that you've got an idea of something and it's gotten you so off focus to what is that you can't even recognize that what you really desire is right in front of you. I know. I hope this makes sense to you today. I feel like there's at least one person out there today, and it may be you, my dear, that needed to hear this, that needed to be reminded. What are you craving? What are you seeking so intensely? And why are you seeking it? So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul Step is this. Answer those questions for yourself. What is it that you're craving? What is it that you are seeking? And why are you seeking it? Do not settle, but also do not fall in love with the idea of something or the thought of what it could be or should be. Take it for what it is. Enjoy it for what it is. And make choices based on the desires of your heart. I sure hope this helps you today. Thank you so much for being here. Each and every day, I am so beyond grateful that you're here, that we get to sip on life together. And I want you to know this, those fries were not that great, even though they were award-winning fries. You know what? I'm just not into it. But there may be one day when I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm craving that. But the bottom line is this, is that be where you are today, be who you are today, and continue to sip on life, my dear. I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know, and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.